Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem. Shabbos daf Mem as we continue in Parakira, discussing the issues of cooking, but we got into issues of bathing. That was yesterday's daf, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, going on to today, and just at the last part of the shiur, I mentioned something I just wanted to go back to, which again, the Gemara will talk about more today, and that is, we know that there was the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Be'ikar Adin, was not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, right? That was that's the Gzeira, Gzeiras HaBalanim, which we're going to see in today's Gemara, but the Gemara already brought it up yesterday, the three-way Machlokas Tanaim, in terms of not only bathing, but showering one's entire body. So both the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda both agreed, B'chamin is Usser. The question is, what about in Sonein? So, Meir Adin Rabbi Yehuda Paskind, but Sonein is Mutter. But if you looked in the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned yesterday, in Simen Shin Chavav Aleph, that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that, the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, they all say that the minhag, bizman hazeh, is not to bathe one's entire body, even in Sonein. That was the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Chavav Os Ches. The Magen Avraham quotes that the minhag is not to bathe even in cold, for a couple of reasons. Let me just see if I can find it here for a minute. Shin Chavav Os Ches. The Magen Avraham says that the minhag is the kasav maharil. The minhag is for women not to go to the mikvah unless it's leil tefillah. Let's say the husband was out of town, so she didn't go to the mikvah on Wednesday and Thursday. Then Friday morning he comes back, shouldn't be done. She should go to the mikvah beforehand. I'm not getting into the halakhic issues now of which is better. But either way, if it's not the time to go, says the Ma'aril, she shouldn't. Minhag pasha shlo lirchos bitzonein. V'tayma deshayach lemigzar mishum schita. Number one, issues of schita, meaning the towel. Once one dries it oneself, the towel might become saturated, and one might come to squeeze it. Umishim shenosi mayim shalav dalaramas pekarmelis. That would only apply if there's no eruv. You might carry the water. Umishim shitas gufo v'kismin al ke'adkan because of Truman Sadeshen, and he quotes others. Because like my minog lasser v'lachen afil lipo aser demechzik kimesakein k'disa v'gemara. He quotes the Truman Sadeshen, quotes another. Either way, there's a number of reasons why the Magen Avraham quotes that the minog is not to be tovel, not to bathe or shower one's entire body in a water source on Shabbos. Good, but we mentioned at the end of shiur, what about regular women who the minug, the din is for them to be tovel Friday night. So Kiseder, the Chacham Tzvi starts us off. Chacham Tzvi says, I'm not into it. In hot water. Why? Because that was the Ikar HaDin. Hot water bathing. Cold water, you could already say that's the minhag, and you could say the minhag was never accepted. But he's not into hot water. He said, Al Dvar HaNashim, Shoyinogos Lit, this is Simon Yud Alef. Shayunashim Nogos Lipobolo Shabas Bachamin Kedarkan Bachol Ubachamacha Vihitalan Lipo Bermi Bodyom Byom Shvishalan, and one Chacham said, well, it's better to go early on day 7. Says the Chacham Sui, that's even worse. Right? Going early on day 7, that's the issues of Srach Bitu that are discussed in Hukhaz Nida, and therefore he says, I just think there's a different option. Kiatfila Bal Shabas Bachamin Vadia Sura Aliba to Kule Alma. V'ha'overes v'tovelas b'lel Shabbos b'chamin vada isura avda v'shari l'mikrei avaryana, which is going to be today's Gemara. We'll continue. V'atova yasha shetitbelena b'tzonein k'moshe tovlos hanashim b'rov makomos Yisrael. Okay, in his time. O titche ha'tfila ad motzi Shabbos. Wow. He would rather push off the tfila to motzi Shabbos than to violate the derabbanan of being tovel b'chamin. O tafik tzinas ha'mayim levad. Or make the water a temperature that people wouldn't call hot. Whatever the temperature, doesn't give a shear, but whatever the water would call hot. Then he says, Oda Marti Derech Acheres, maybe Titvlena Ben Hashmashus, some people do. Anyway, he is generally under the Hashkafa that it shouldn't be done. That is the Chacham Tzvi. Many other poskim say that, step by step. Many of us can say as long as the water isn't as hot as it is during the week, there is some type of hecker that it is okay. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't just say, do whatever. Right? He says here also that it should be barur, that it's not the same shear as it is during the week. Aval yirushiyu poshrin ocham ksas. Right? He doesn't go like the Chacham Tzvi. He's a little more mako. It doesn't have to be cold. It should be warm. Lukewarm. The harachitza shenasra eino ela kishamayim chamim harbe. achi akarv liyad soledes. Demokin in zechamin ala poshrin. Because makom ena davar mevura etzleinu kama hu ashir v'lamatzanu ze mevura. Lanias daiti koma shenikra cham befi ha'olam aser. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, this is many poskim. The question is that the minhag in many places bezman hazeh is regular, right? The mikvahs aren't any cooler on Friday night. So there are a number of poskim, like we mentioned, the Noda Behuda, that defends the minhag. The Noda Behuda says that the din, even the din, based on a carbon asanal, a couple hundred years before the Noda Behuda, the din was never accepted for tefillah shel mitzvah. And even if you want to say that they were gozer, in those cases, maybe they weren't gozer. A. B, he says, very mistaver, he says the whole gzera is that what? You're worried that they warmed it up on Shabbos, and they're just saying that it was warmed up on Friday. That makes sense if you go to the mikvah Shabbos morning. So then you could say, people are going to say it happened Erev Shabbos, but it really happened on Shabbos. But if you go to the mikvah 20 minutes into Shabbos, so what's the whole gzera? Of course it was warmed up on Erev Shabbos. There's no issue. What? It's right after Be'er Hashmashos, 20 minutes after Shkia, whatever the time is. So maybe the din was never accepted in that case. Because the din only makes sense if you give the person time to have warmed it up on Shabbos. But if it's Friday night, not too late into Shabbos, then it was warmed up before Shabbos, and therefore, he says, I don't think there is a problem. He says, Me'ikra din, I don't think there's a problem, even though the end, he says, I'm not sure. But he goes through this whole tshuva where he says, I think that it would be, there are yesh makamos lahakel. Okay, this is a huge topic, but yesh miyama lismoch for any of the mikvahs that keep the water hot. Okay, let's continue. So we continue now with the issues of bathing and showering. We will start with Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana on the fifth wide line on Lamed Tes Amar Beis. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we had three opinions in the Brisa that was just quoted in the Tosefta. Rabbi Meir says, person can't take a shower in hot or cold. Rabbi Shimon allows both. Rabbi Yehuda is the middle approach. He says, hot is aser, tzonin is mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Bethera Shami Lacha, O Mechola Shami Lacha. Did you hear a shir about that? And he said that explicitly. Or did he do something or say something else and you implied it from his actions or from his other words? So, my klala, says the Gemara, what would have been the actions that you would have implied something that he might have been mistaken about? My klala, to Amarev Tanchum, Amarev Yochanan, Amarev Yanai, Amarevi, Kalmakom, so elsewhere, Rav Yochanan made a general statement. Kalmakom shata motei shnayim chalukin, ve'echan machriya. Whenever you have a machlokas, two people are arguing, and one is machriya, one has a middle approach. That's a machriya. Halacha kedivrei ha-machriya. The halacha is like the middle approach. That's the rule. Whenever you have a machlokas, the halacha is like kedivrei ha-machriya. The Tosas Rit has a sefer called Sefer ha-machriya. The Tosas Rid Sefer. Chutz mikule hamatlanios. That's the rule, says Rabbi Yochanan. You always pass like the middle opinion, except for kule matlanios, which we had earlier in the Mesechli Yisi Lael Daf Chavtes. That's what we spoke about. If you have the two blad of the Tumentara, you have a very little beged that you designated for a certain purpose. So how do you undesignate it? Yemer, do you throw it in the garbage? Everybody agrees. You put it in the drawer? Everybody agrees. The machlokas is if you hang it on the back of the door or if you just put it on the side. That was the issue of kulei matlanios. So except for that issue, sha'av al-pisha b'liezer machmir v'rabbi Yeshua meiko v'rabbi Akiva machriya, ein halacha k'divrei machriya. That's the only exception. There we don't pass it like the middle opinion. Why? Chad Rabbi Akiva Talmud who? Number one, because Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of the others. The ode, ha-hadim Rabbi Akiva l'gabei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva himself was chozervo, and he retracted his statement. So that's why, that's the only exception. But other than that, we always paskin, says Rabbi Yochanan, like the machriya. So says Rabbi Yosef to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So is this what you heard Rabbi Yochanan say? And therefore you assume that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our context, that he asers bathing in hot, showering in hot, that he maters showering in cold, because he's the middle opinion? Is that what you think? So says the Gemara, okay, so what would be wrong with thinking that? Ve'i michlala mai, and if you want to say it was just implied from this mai, what would be the problem? Dilma hani milamas b'masisan. Maybe this rule only applies in Mishnayos. Avo be'braisa lo. Maybe not in Brises. Maybe Brisa meaning, Brisa means Brisa or Tosefta. Right, Brisa is, the word bra in Aramaic means left out. So the Brises were left out of the Mishnah. Tosefta's also, they were left out of the Mishnah. But Yudan Nasi decided what to put in. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan's rule only are Mishnayos, which are more authoritative, which have different rules in terms of Psak, but not Mishnah. So therefore, you can't get our context out of that statement. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ana b'feir sham yali. You're right, that wouldn't have been enough. I heard him give a shiur on it. I heard him give a shiur on it, and he told me that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we continue. I'm not going to have a shiur now on the authority of the Mishnah as compared to other sources for another time. Itmar, fourth line. Chamin shechuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Hot water. It was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos. What are you allowed to do with it? Machlokas. Rav Amar l'macha rochets ben kol gufo ever ever. Rav says you could wash your entire body limb by limb the next morning. That's enough of a hecker. It's enough of a chilek, and to wash the entire body in hot water, that everybody agrees is a problem. But Rav says you can wash, you know, aver aver, limb by limb. Ushmuel amar lo itiru lirchos el apan of yad v'raglav. No, only your face, your hands, and your feet, right? Not your entire body, even limb by limb. What about feet? So in the days of old, that was much more common as part of the basic washing. So when we wake up in the morning, we wash our face, we wash our hands, but we don't generally wash our feet. But Bizman HaTalmud, when they used to walk around barefoot not just with sandals, but sandals with dirt all over the place, so wash their feet. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah that before davening, or when you wake up in the morning, you gotta wash your face and hands and feet, the Rambam says. But again, that is not what is accepted Bizman HaZeh. But that's what Shmuel says, that's what he allows. So Meisvei, Chamin Shukmo Me'erev Shabbos, L'machar, Rochitz Bohen, Panav Yadav Raglav, you can wash your hands, face and feet, have a local gufo. So it's explicit. You have to the Rav. Kasha on Rav. How could Rav say you could wash the entire body limb by limb? The Brisa says only parts. Amalacha Rav. No. Local gufo babasachas. When the Brisa says you can't wash your entire body, it means not all at once. Avalever aver, but limb by limb you can. That's what the Brisa really holds. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Hapan of Yad Varaglav Tani. It says face, hands, and feet. How can you say that means entire body, limb by limb? So, Ke'ein Panav Yad Varaglav. It means like these limbs. Like your face, hands, and feet are limbs of the body, so too you can wash all the limbs of the body. That's how Rav would interpret this Brisa. Tashma, try again. Lohitiru lirchotz pacham in shukmu me'erev Shabbos. Ela Panav Yad Varaglav. Same thing. They only allowed you to wash with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos except for hands, face, and feet. So the Gemara answers, Hachanami, Ke'ein Panav Yad Varaglav. What he means is, like these limbs, so to all limbs separately. That's how he would interpret. So we try to ask two kashas on Rav, and we defended. So now we go the other way. Tanya Kavase to Shmuel. We try to bring a positive raya to Shmuel from Abraisa. Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. L'machar rochis ben panav yadav araglov ava lo kol gufo ever ever. Explicit. Interesting that the Gemara brings this as a proof to Shmuel instead of just asking a third kasha on Rav, knowing that it's a proof to Shmuel. Either way, the Braisa says explicitly, you can't wash your whole body limb by limb. V'ein sarach lomar chamin shuchmu b'yantif. And then obviously chamin that was heated on yantif also has the same halacha. Good. So that's a raya to Shmuel. Rabba masni lo lahashmaisa l'rab b'hai lishna. Rabba had a different version of Rav. What did Rav say according to him? Chamin shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. L'machar amar Rav. Rochis ben kol gufo. Even more mekel. You can wash your entire body according to Rav. U'mishayir aver echad. As long as you leave out one limb. You don't wash your right arm. You can wash your entire, you can take a shower, normally, but without your right arm, says Rav. Asikalani Tiyufta, what about all of these brises now? You're stuck. All the brises that say Panav Yad Varaglav, you can't just say Kain Panav Yad Varaglav, because Rav allows you to wash your entire body at once, Tiyufta. So, Rav is knocked out, Tiyufta. Amalei Rav Yosef Li Abaya, Rabba Mikavik Ishmaisi De Rav, Rav Yosef asked Abaya, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, did he follow Rav? Did he follow Rav's statements? Why is Rav Yosef asking Abaya? Since we mentioned before, because Abaya was an orphan. If you remember, he grew up in Rav Nachmani's house. And Rav did not want to ask That's what he gave him the name Abaye. We had a machlokas last week, whether his real name was Abaye and his nickname was Nachmeni, or the opposite. Machlokas Rishonim. So he, Abaye was asked, no, you must have witnessed because you were in the home. Right? Rashi says here, Mishum de Godel Abaye Bebeis Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Shahaya Rosh Kodem L'Rav Yosef, Vameis. He was a Rosh Hashiva before of Yosef and he died. Hayashol Rav Yosef, Echayor Eonoik. He asked him, so what do you see the Rosh Hashiva doing? Says the Abaye, Amale lo yadana, mighty boile. I don't know what you're asking me. Pshita de lo avid. I obviously did not follow Rav. Da itosev. Rav just had a tiyufta. You know, it was big news. It was big news. It was on all the papers. Rav had a tiyufta against him about washing your entire body on Shabbos. So, lo shamule. He must have not heard the tiyufta. Ve'i lo shamule vade avid. If he would not have heard the tiyufta, then you could assume that he for sure would have followed him. Why? To Amar Shmuel, Kamili Damar Avid Karav. In every area, Rabba would follow Rav, Bar Mihani Tzlas Avid Kishmuel, except for three, which he followed Shmuel. So he must have done like Rav here if he didn't hear about the tiyufta. Which three? This we had back in the Chanukah sugyas. Which three? Number one, Matilim Mibeged LeBeged. Are you allowed to change and switch your tzitzis from one beged to another beged? Let's say my talis is in tatters, but I want to keep my tzitzis, so am I allowed to switch them? So, says Shmuel, yes, umadikin miner lener, and lighting Chanukah candles, in Yonad Yoma, from one candle to another candle, are you allowed to be madlik miner lener? That's also machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we have there, and we have here again. Remember we discussed there, are you using a shamish in between, are you not? We didn't mention then, but this, they're talking about ner lener, both ikar mitzvahs. They're not talking about the hiddur mitzvah candles. So we're talking about the first candle per person. That they're both chovos. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Reb Shimon when it comes to greira, meaning when it comes to the sugya of davar she'ena miskaven. Greira meaning dragging a bench across a backyard that are might or might not make a furrow, which is the malacha of choresh. So in those three cases, he went like Shmuel, but everything else he passing like Rav. So again, what was the Shaila? Again, what was the Shaila? He asked him, you know, what did Rav do? So if he heard about the Tiyufta, then it must be he didn't go like Rav. If he didn't hear about the Tiyufta, then it's also obvious he must have gone like Rav, because he only went like Shmuel in three cases. So the Gemara says, Kachumre derav avid, kakuli derav lo avid. He might have understood this statement of he always went like Rav, except for these three, in terms of chumras. When Rav had a chumrah, these are the only three that he did not follow Rav's chumrah, because here Shmuel was mekel. But in general, if Rav was mekel, maybe he wouldn't have gone like him. Period. Good. But as we said, we don't hold like Rav anyway with tiyufta, right? We ask her all bathing on Shabbos again. Maybe part of the other Varaglov would be okay. Tana Rabbanan Merchat Shepakako Nikavav Me'erev Shabbos. A bathhouse, which we had back in Maseches Brachas, might have been a dangerous place. Rabbi Avo, I think it was, he saved 100 people by holding onto a limb when they fell through. And he said a special tefillah when they came out of the bathhouse. Bathhouses weren't also safe. So Merach HaShep Pekakon Nekava Me'erev Shabbos, they closed up its holes on Erev Shabbos. What exactly does that mean? They closed up the holes. What were they trying to do? So Rashi has 2 days, the second one which he likes, and he quotes his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yehuda Alevi. That's not the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Ikar, he quotes that there was some type of heat source, the fire that was underneath the wood, and they closed it up so the heat wouldn't come in. And it would be sure that the water was not heated on Shabbos. So they closed it up. That's Pakagun Nekavav. So America, they closed up the Nekavav, the holes on Erev Shabbos, Lamotze Shabbos, so on Shabbos you can't bathe in there. Fine. But Lamotze Shabbos, Rochis Bamiyad, on Motzi Shabbos, you're able to wash in there immediately. You don't have to wait. Rashi says, Bechdei Sheyasu. You don't have to wait any amount of time. And you don't have to worry that people are going to think that it was heated on Shabbos, the Ron adds in. Either way, you could use it right after Shabbos. Pakaku Nekarav Me'erav Yantif. If they closed up his holes on Erev Yantif, so Yantif is more Mako. We didn't get to talk about that in depth, but hopefully at some point, in terms of the laws of bathing and showering on Yantif. Lamachar Nichnas Umezia. V'yotzei u'mishtatev v'beisachitzon. On Yantif, from Erev, if it was heated on Erev, if the holes were closed on Erev Yantif, so then the next day, a person could go in and be mezia. He could sweat. He could use it as a sauna.
On Yontif.
The Yotze Umishtati Bezachisa. And then he could go rinse himself outside, not inside, because people might think that he went into wash, as we'll see. Asru Asarachitza, Rashi explains again, we'll see soon. But he's allowed to go in and have the shvitz, have the sauna. Amr of Yehuda Maitzav Amercha Shel B'nei Brak. Shepaka Gunakav Erev Yontif. That bathhouse in B'nei Brak. Right, that they closed its nekava on Erev Yontif. L'machar nichlas Rav Elazar ben Azaria for Rabbi Akiva. Right, maybe right, B'nei Brak. Remember the five rabbis in B'nei Brak at the Seder? So he has two of them. Rav Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Akiva. V'hizi ubo. And they went in to be meziah. V'yatsu v'nishtatu be'zachitzon. Right, they did that. Elisha chamin shalom mechupin b'nisarim. In that case, the chamin, the hot water, was closed off with boards. And Rashi says, again, they didn't have to worry that it was nischam on Shabbos because it was closed off. They made sure that it was closed off. They said, even if not, if you're just going inside, not to wash, you're going inside to just be meziah, then it would be okay. Tosfos here argues with Rashi. Tosfos here says it's not, and when you go outside and you rinse, it's not just that people aren't going to have a chashash, that it was heated because it was closed off. Tosfos says you're rinsing in cool water. That's what Tosfos says when you go outside. That's what's happening in the rinsing, in the bottom Tosfos. Either way, we continue. This was originally in B'nei Brak. Umi Sherabu Ovri Aveira. But once Ovri Aveira started, we'll have to see what they did. What was the Aveira? Hischilu Lasar. They started to aser. The Gemara will explain what exactly was the Aveira. Ambatio shel krachin mitayabem ve'inochoshesh. The end of the Brisa says, though, the huge bathhouses in the krachin, in the big cities, you could walk straight through and not worry. If you have to get through to the other side, and you walk through, it's darshin maskave, and you just happen to be sweating as you go through from it, don't worry about it, because your kavana isn't that. Semicolon. My over Aveira. So what exactly is the historical process of the different stages, as we'll see. We already did the Shulchan Aruch, so we already know the Maskana. But now we're going back in time a little bit. Originally, people used to take baths and showers on Shabbos. Right? It's not one of the Lamentas Malachas. Washing, bathing, is not one of the Malachas on Shabbos. As long as you use hot water from before Shabbos, you bathe, and you're careful about your hair. Let's say you don't get your hair wet, so you don't have to worry about schita. You drip dry. So, there was no Malachas. So, Maker did this what they used to do. Hitchilu ha-balanim l'hachem b'Shabbos. But then what happened? The balanim started to, the bathhouse attendants used to start heating the water on Shabbos. The omrim, mayor of Shabbos l'chmu. And they said, oh, it was heated before Shabbos. They wanted to make a buck. They wanted to make sure to get paid after Shabbos. So they used to heat it on Shabbos. And why? So Asru Asachamin Vitiru Asazeah. So they said, okay, no more. No bathing and hot on Shabbos. So they're going to solve the problem. But they still allowed you to go inside and sweat and go into the sauna. V'yadayin ha'yirochsin b'chamin. And still, people used to take baths, and they used to come out, and they used to be all wet, and they said, oh, no, we just sweated. We were mezina nachnu. No, we didn't wash, we just sweated. So Hashalena says, Zeya. So they answered Zeya as well, v'hitiru chamei tveria. But they still allowed chamei tveria, which there's no chash, as we discussed yesterday, because that is, according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yossi, that is, told us shemesh. There's no issue about, chash of heating it up, because it's all from Hashem. V'adayin, no, they saw it wasn't enough. V'adayin ha'yirochsin b'chamei ha'or. People used to wash themselves in water that was heated by fire. V'yomrim b'chamei tveria rachatznu. And they used to lie, and they said, oh, we wash ourselves in chamei tveria. Not in chamei ha'or. So asru lan chamei tveria. So they asked that too. V'tiru lan etzonein. And they just allowed people to rinse themselves in cold. Ra'uhu. Fascinating line. She'ein adavar omid lahen. They realized that it wasn't gonna last that last stage. Why? Look at the second to last Rashi on the page. She'ein adavar omid shelo hayut zibur yecholim lekabel mitoch she'asu lahem esakol. They said they couldn't deal with it. Right? No chamit feria. They were so used to rinsing in chamit feria, they couldn't live without it. It's amazing. So they said, okay, hitiru len chamei tveria. They went back on chamei tveria, v'zeya b'mkoma omedes, but zeya still holds in. That was the stages of the of the Brisa until of the Takana that they had, again, all washing in hot is Aser. All washing in hot. Cold is Mutter. That's what we said, though, the Minog that the Magen Avraham quotes, even in cold. But for that Minog, that's the whole discussion of, are there any Heterim? Okay, two. What? This is on Shabbos. On Yontif is not for now. But that's a separate topic. There are more kulas on Yontif, obviously, because Yontif, there is, one's allowed to have, right? According to what we pass in Beis Hillel, you're allowed to warm up water on Yontif. Right? You still have the issues of Schita and other issues, but, there are definitely, differences on Halacha when it comes to Yontif. Especially for somebody who showers every day. Okay, but we're not going to get into that right now. Two Haaris. Number one. Ask the Rashba. What happened? Originally, people were washing, and then they were lying over Avera. Don't we have many other sources in Shas that people are scared of Shabbos? We're so worried that people are lying that, you know, we have, there's a Mishnah in Zerayim. Where is that? I think it's in Demai. That we trust Ame Haaretz on Shabbos. They're not lying if they say that they took off Trumas and Maisers. Why? Because people don't lie on Shabbos. They're scared of Shabbos. So what does it mean? Our Avera, we're choshe them? Tamili. I don't understand. They're worried. So says the Rashba, the Yishlomar, I think the issue wasn't that they were cooking on Shabbos, but that they were leaving open the sources of heat in the bathhouses from before Shabbos, and they were worried Shem Yechate. They were worried because they were leaving it open that they might come to do it unknowingly or forgetting in a haste. But not dafka, they were mamish, heating it up on Shabbos and lying. Because the Rashba can't fathom that. That's A. The Pnei Yeshua quotes this question of the Rashba, and the Pnei Yeshua says, no. Who says the Balanim were Jews? It was non-Jews. It was non-Jews that were supposed to have heated it before Shabbos. They were heating it on Shabbos, they were lying. That was the issue. That's what they were, Hainu Shaya, Vabalanim Akum, Hayu, Vayimasikin, Besamecha Shay Yisrael, Obi Yershiruban Yisrael, Bakai Gav Navazai, Asr Lichos Bahem. Samir Lakum, that was the issue here. So they both the Rashba and the Pnei Yeshua, are uncomfortable with the idea of it was the Jews that were violating on purpose. So therefore, they changed it. They changed it a little bit. Okay. Chami Tveria, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but I just saw the Chashuki Chemet has a discussion. Chami Tveria Lagabe Bishal Akum. Right, similar to microwaves Lagabe Bishal Akum. That's a big discussion. I remember in the VOD, I remember when I was in the Five Towns, so they were at one point, the VOD, there were two VODs, the Farquhar Five Towns VOD, you know, merged into one. So they had, in order to make Shalom, they had to take on the higher standards of both VODs. So one of the issues that the higher standard was taken upon them was Bishul Akum in microwaves. Bishul Akum in microwaves. Because that's a major machlokas. The language of the Ramah in Yoredeya is that Bishul Akum is only Aser al Ish. If there's Ish there, fire. So that's why they talk about, what about smoking? What about steaming? What about microwaves? There is no Eish there. So a number of poskim are mekel. And they say there's no Bishul Akum by Eish. Because, by microwaves. Because there's no Eish there. And therefore, whatever you want the non-Jew to put into the microwave, no problem. And others say no. Like the Rashi we discussed yesterday. It's only Eish because that was a normal way of cooking. And now this is a normal way of cooking. And if it's all about, tarovis anyway, an intermarriage, what's the difference? How you cook it. Unless you say that microwaves isn't a chashav way of cooking, you would never heat up a proper dinner in a microwave, you use the oven. Either way, but that's a major machlokas. So remember, there was a Dunkin' Donuts in the Farquhar Five Towns area, so it used to be that they had, you could get an egg, you know, made properly, and then given. But once this was, or even in the microwave, have the non-Jew push the microwave on. But once the higher standard was taken, so either they made pre-cooked eggs, so then it was like just heating it up, so that's not a problem, or the Jew has to go and press the button. But either way, that's a big nafkamina in terms of Bishul Akum by microwaves, which is an extension of Chamei Tveria, which is another example where there is no fire, but the Chashuki Chemet has a big discussion of that. Just once we're talking about Chamei Tveria, you gotta quote Rashi. Rashi where? Parshas Noach. Where did Chamei Tveria come from? Rashi quotes there that after the Mabul, Hashem closed up the Mayanos Tahom Va'arubos HaShamayim. So Rashi quotes, when it opened at the beginning of Noach, it says, Kol Mayanos Tahom were opened. If a Kanksiv, Ainksiv Kol, Lefishin Ishtairu Mehen Osam Sheish Bem Tzorach La'olam. Hashem left open the ones that the world needs. Kigon Chamei Tveria. The Chayotzei Bohen. Chamei Tveria were left open because we need it. Ask the Sifsei Chachamim. If we needed it, so why didn't Hashem create it in the first place open? It was only open after the Mabul. So why not Sheish Yisimei Breishis? Great Kasha. Kivan Zolotzorach Olamim Lamalo Nevru B'Sheish Yisimei Breishis. V'yesh Lomar Dekodem amabo lo hayetzarech la'olam. Lefi she'ein abriyos hayetzvichan lahem, lefi she'ayu briyim v'chazakim. We were in a greater state physically before the Mabel. After the Mabel, you know, maybe Gan Eden, right? But after the Mabel, after Mabel, na'asu chalashim. We became weaker physically, our physical makeup, and therefore we needed the Chami Tveria once after the Mabel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on the last line. Amar Rava, Hayman de'aver adrabanan, shor lemikri milei avaryana. Even if somebody violates an Issur Drabanan, he is still called an Avaryan. Or the language of the Gemara is, you are allowed to call him an Avaryan. How do you know? Because these people in our Brisa, they're called Ovrei Avera, even though they're only violating Drabanans. Right? It was the people that, not just the first step. The first step might have been Daraisa Pashtas. But the later, people were saying they washed in this, and they said they didn't wash in this. That's all Drabanan. Kiman, Kiaitana, like this Brisa. The Meiri here says, well, you're allowed to just say Lashon Hara about people. You're allowed to call him Avaryana. So the Meiri says, only if you have a proper purpose. Kfar yadata, shaloshen hara miguna biyoser. It's terrible. And you're only allowed. Mikol makom, koshem misapro, kedei lahav ish. Misha shmua te raos, kedei laharchik acherim me alav. Shalol lomor mima asav. If you know something about a certain person and your friend is looking into being their roommate, that's not Lashon Hara. If you know that they do terrible things, you know that they're going to be mashpia on them negatively, that's not, even if they only violate your abundance. Right, no. Says the Meiri, that is not a problem at all. Fascinating Ha'ara, the Maritz Chayas here points out, the Rambam does not quote this line anywhere. That you're allowed, if somebody violates even an Issur Drabanan, Ikra Avayana, says the Maritz Chayas, why? Lushitaso. Because according to the Rambam, every time you violate a Drabanan, you also violate a Daraisa of Lo Sasur. And therefore, says the Maritz Chayas, that's why he doesn't quote it. Because every Drabanan is a Daraisa. You don't have to quote that a Drabanan. There's no Hechi Timsi of violating a Vade Drabanan and being purely a Drabanan. Beautiful. Next, Ambatio shall krachem etayba mina choshesh. The end of the brisa said, if you have these big bathhouses, you're allowed to walk through. Don't worry about it. Amar Rava, even though you sweat a little bit. Amar Rava, dafka krachin. Only the large ones. Avol tekfar, but the small ones, which are more compact and cozier. Whoa. My time, a wakima de zutrin, because they're smaller, nafish of layu, they're much hotter. And therefore, it's more of a vadai that is going to happen. The Achronim I saw quote this relating to Psik Resha, which we just touched on a little bit so far in the Misachta. It's going to be a lot more times in the seventh parak. But, this issue about being mezia is an issa de rabbanan that we're talking about here. And the Gemara seems to say that it would be asur mishum psik resha, even by an issa d'rabanan. That is a big topic in the Achronim. Psik resha by an issa d'rabanan. So that's what the Gemara seems to say here, without making a big deal about it. Right? We're talking about walking through a very small bathhouse. You don't have kavanah to be mezia. And the Gemara says it's asur. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying psik resha by an issa d'rabanan is asur. We should reject, we're machmer le'isur. Unless it's a double d'rabanan. Shvus to shvus. Okay, Tanur, Abanan, fourth line. Mischami mada kenegad amadura. V'yotzi mishadim betzone. And a person could warm themselves next to a fire and then rinse themselves in cold. Remember, this is Bizmana Gemara when Meikar Adin, it was mutter. And go wash off betzone. Why? We're not worried that your body is going to be hot and something's going to happen to the water when you're mishtatif with it. Ubilvachle, yishtatif betzonein, you shouldn't do the opposite. V'yishchami kenegad amadura. You shouldn't wash yourself in cool water and then go next to a fire. Mibdesha mafshir mayim she'alav. Because you are then being mafshir, you are warming the water on you. And therefore what? Therefore what? Your body's going to get to yasso lettuce bow. And you're going to cook the water? Satosa says on the top, no. The riva, de dome kerochets b'mayim chamin. Because it's similar, it was included in the gzera of washing in warm water, washing in cold water and then going right next to a heat source. That was included in the gzera, not really choshes that you're cooking the water. Period. Tana Rabbanan, mecham adam aluntis. Umenicha gam me'am b'shabes, a person is allowed to warm up an aluntis. Aluntis is a towel. And put it on your stomach. Let's say somebody has a stomach ache, they want a hot compress, so you can warm up a towel somehow. And put it on your stomach on Shabbos. Ubavach shalo yavi kumkumus shalmayim. As long as you don't bring a hot water kettle, chamin. V'yanichenu abnei ma'am b'Shabbos. You shouldn't do that. Why? Why shouldn't you do that? So the Rishonim here discuss. Rashi says maybe it's going to fall on you and you're going to end up being Rochets B'Shabbos B'Chamin. Tosfos says maybe you're going to become Teschita. It's going to fall on the towel. Or it's going to come to Refu. If you're able to do this, you're going to come to take medicine, as we'll get to the Gzeira in a couple of weeks. But the other issue is the following. For Darvazafila B'Chol Aser. Even on a weekday, it could be Aser Mibriya Sakana. You're going to burn yourself. Right, that's by maybe the Chamir Sakanda Meisura. So either way, one could have a hot compress, but one should make sure that one doesn't bring a whole entire dangerous situation of hot water. Tanur Rabbanan, here we go in the Brisa. Maybe Adam Kidun Mayim. You're allowed to bring a pot of water and put it next to a heat source. Lo Bishvil Sheyechamu, Ela Bishvil Shetafik Tzinasan. So if you just translate that, it sounds like you're not allowed to do that so that it gets warm, but you're allowed to do that just to take out the chill. If you understand it as I just translated it, it sounds like that you're allowed to take a cold water bottle, put it in a place where it could get cooked, but as long as you only have in mind to leave it there until it loses its chill and then you're going to remove it, it is mutter. That's what it sounds like from Rashi as well. We don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch says, and based on a Tosfos later on, that we'll have in the fourth parak, you're not allowed on Shabbos. It's Asur Durabanan to put something in a place where it could get cooked the Araisa, even if you're planning to take it off beforehand. That's an Asur Durabanan. Very mistaver, because you might leave it there. You might leave it there. So even though that's what the Gemara seems to say, so what it could mean is lo bishvil sheyichamu, not in a place where it could get cooked. That's how you could understand this line. But only in a place where to take out the chill. Right, if you put something next to a blech on a counter, it's probably never going to get cooked there. But it's going to take out the chill. So if somebody wants to do that, and so let's say something is liquid, and there's bishalach habishal, you can leave it there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there are three opinions really in the Braisa. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mevia isha pachshal shemen, umenich to k'neged ha-madura, a woman could take a jar of oil and put it next to the madura. Lo bishvil sheyivshal, lo bishvil sheyivshar. Again, only to make it lukewarm. Rishim Gamliel Omer, third opinion. Rashi says, he's arguing on the previous one. Isha sacha yada shemen. You can't have it in a bottle. You can just smear it onto your hand. Umachabamasa k'neged ha-madura. And then warm it next to the madura. Visacha lebnakata meinachoshashas. And you can smear your young child and don't worry about it. So 3 days, either water or oil or even oil only smearing.
In the Mishnah we had the egg, we couldn't put it next.
Yeah, the egg you couldn't because the egg cooked a little bit.
The water wouldn't.
So the water in this case, if you're standing next to a heat source, we're assuming that it's not, according to what we passed, let's see, to how to understand it, it's not going to get cooked. It's just going to get a little warm. The egg is going to get roasted next to the percolator, next to the urn. Eboi lehu. Shemen Mahulatanakama. What does the first opinion hold about oil? The first opinion said only water, but it didn't mention oil. So Rabbi Rav Yossi Dami Chavayola Teira, or Nachami Yisla Garmili Isura. Heter, they both agree, either Heter or Isser. So Rabbi Rav Yossi Dami Chavayola Teira, they say that the Tanakama holds its for sure mutter. Why? Shemen Avopi She Hayat Soledes Bo. This is the first time we have that in the Gemara. The Gemara will explain exactly what it is a little bit later. Mutter. Even though your hand recoils when you touch it, meaning even though it gets really hot, mutter. There's no problem with making oil into yatzo ledespo. Kasavar tanakama shemen ein bo mishum bishol. Shemen is not subject to bishol, says the tanakama, and that's why no problem with oil. The only issue is water. According to that understanding, v'yatzo Rabbi Yehuda lameimar, then the second opinion comes and says, shemen yesh bo mishum bishol. Shemen has bishul subject to it. But just getting it lukewarm is not cooking it, and therefore no problem with putting the bottle next to the heat source. Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Shemen leil says no. Even making oil lukewarm is cooking it. It's like machlo ben drusoi for oil, and therefore you're not allowed to even do that. You're only allowed to smear it on a body and then go next to the heat source. That is all one way of understanding the brisa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar li Isura, the other way. Shemen av v'shini yatzo ledespo aser. Shemen, even if it's not yatzo ledespo, it's aser. The Tanakam is the most machmir. Kasavar shemen yesh bo mishum bishol. The hefsheru zeo bishulo. V'yasa Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar, and Yehuda says, Hefshir lo zeh obishulo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not. V'yasa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel l'meimar, shemen yesh bo mishum bishol, v'hefshir lo zeh obishulo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, yes, there is bishol, and even just lukewarm is its bishol. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hainu tanakama, same shita, first and third, ika beinayu kala achar yad. If you do it in an unusual way, putting it on your body, the Rosh Hashanah meal allows that, and the Tanakama does not allow that, period. Okay, the next couple of lines are crucial. We're not going to have time to do everything we want with them, but we'll do what we can. And maybe we'll have a Daffy and share about it tonight. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen Vechen Mayim, Yad Soledes Bo Aser, and Yad Soledes Bo Mutter. We paskin oil and water are both subject to cooking on Shabbos, the malacha. What is the cutoff? Yad soledes bo. That is the cutoff of cooking for bishul de oraisa. The hechidam yad soledes bo. What is yad soledes bo? Rashi explains. Everybody has a different low threshold of heat. So your yad soledes bo maybe is not my yad soledes bo. So how do you measure? Right, everybody has a different threshold. So Amar Rechava, more objective shear, kol shekreso shel tidog nichves. If a baby's stomach would be burned, that's more objective. Right, if a baby's stomach would be burned from it, so that is the temperature that would be bishol de oraisa. There is a chiddush of the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam discusses yad soledes bo is the shear for cooking, but he comes up with another category called yad nichves bo, which is even hotter. So we don't, most poskim assume, that's not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere, a hotter shear than yad soledes bo? I mean, we discussed a few weeks ago, I think, is there a bishul shaya from yad soledes bo to boiling, to resicha, mala resicha? Okay, so, but in terms of yad nichves bo, so that category that the Chayei Adam comes up with is really his own category. Okay, but now we have the story that is the source for the entire Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi discussion. One time I went after Rebbe into the bathhouse. I wanted to put a bottle of oil in the bathhouse. I wanted him to be able to smear oil on his body. So I wanted to warm up the oil beforehand in order for him to take a bath with. And he told me, no. Toba Kli Sheni Vitain. Take a Kli Sheni and warm it up in the Kli Sheni. The bathhouse was a Kli Rishon, because the fire was underneath the water, and that water was on the fire, that's a Kli Rishon. And he said, no, you can't cook it in there. Put it into a Kli Sheni, which was one step removed from the fire, and then cook it in there. Says the Gemara Shvamida Tlas. Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi says, I learned three things from that story. Shvamida Shemen Yishma Mishum Bishol. Number one, I learned that oil is subject to Bishol. Shvamina Kli Sheni Einom Avashel. And number two, I learned that you can't cook in a Kli Sheni. V'shvamina hefshero zeo bishulo. And I also learned that even just getting it lukewarm is already, is it's bishul, and therefore I had to be careful even about that. In, Rashi adds in here, hefshero, in a place that is royal bishul. That's what Rashi adds in. Which sounds like a little different than he said earlier in the sugya, but that's what Rashi says here. Those are the three things we learned. So this is the topic of Kli Sheni. The big discussion is, why is Kli Sheni any different? You could have a Kli Sheni that is even hotter than a Kli Rishon. If you have a Kli Rishon that was taken off the fire, it still has the status of a Kli Rishon. Let's say I let it cool a little bit, but it's still Yad Soledes Bo. It's still called a Kli Rishon. Let's say I have boiling hot soup and I pour it into a tureen in order to bring to the Shabbos table. It could be just as hot or even hotter than the Kli Rishon that was removed from the fire. And yet the Gemara says Kli Sheni in a Mavashel. Why is that? Before we even go on, nobody should think that they can do whatever they want in a Kli Sheni, based on the Mishnah that we had yesterday. The Mishnah that the Gemara quoted yesterday, Lamatasam and Aleph, the Mishnah from later on, where we have the exception of Kalei Bishol. We know Halacha L'Maisa, even though theoretically Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, when it comes to items that are easily cooked, they could even be cooked in a Kli Sheni. What are Kalei Bishol? Most things we don't know. Whether they're included, a few things we know for sure are not, and a few things we know for sure are, but most things in the world, we don't know if they're Kali Bishol, so therefore we are generally machmir not to put anything into a Kli Sheni. Even the Gemara says Kli Sheni in a Mavashel. Most things we don't put it in there. But at least theoretically, and hopefully better tonight, you know what, we'll have a Daf B'in Shir, it'll be on Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, all different sources of heat. But, says the, at least theoretically, why is Kli Sheni different? So these are the famous words of Tosfos. Tosfos right here, Shmamina, Tema, Maishna Kli Sheni mi Kli Rishon. Is it just about temperature? Because then that doesn't make sense. De'i yad soled, that's afilu kli sheni nami. Ve'en yad soled, that's afilu kli rishonami in emavashel. So he asks Tosfos, what's the difference? So Tosfos's issue is, his answer is, it doesn't, temperature doesn't matter. Direction of temperature matters. Is it in a heating environment? Or was it in a heating environment? Or is it in a total cooling environment? V'yesh lomar, l'fisha kli rishon mitok sha'amar ala or, dof nosav chamin, umachzik chomozman meruba. Because it was on a fire, so its walls retain heat, and it's going in the heating direction. L'kach nosnu boshir, dekol zman she'yatsa ledesbo aser, as long as the kli rishon is still yatsa ledesbo, it's aser. But kli sheni, even if it's yatsa ledesbo, what direction is it going in? What direction? You put something hot in a cool kli, it's going in a cooling direction. So Tosa says, that is why dofnosav chamin v'holichu miskarer, that's the difference. Kli rishon kli sheni has nothing to do with temperature, it has all to do with the direction that the temperature is going in. That is the Tosa. So you look at Ar Sameach, he has a little different shot, he says, kli sheni is just too far from the source. It's toldos esh. A covered fire, that's regular, direct, told us, it's just a covered fire. But here, it's too indirect. It's a told of the source, and therefore, it is not included. Again, there are exceptions to the rule of klisheni. What about a ladle? That's a huge discussion. Hopefully, we'll talk about that tonight. What status does a ladle have if you ladle soup from a kli rishon into a bowl? Does that bowl have the status of a klisheni or a klishlishi? What about klishlishi? That's fascinating. Just to mention the last tahara, what about kli shlishi? That's nowhere in Shas. So does that mean it's just like kli sheni? There's no difference. That's what Rova Poskim say. Or do you say, well, if kli shlishi is nowhere in Shas, it must be that it's for sure mutter. That's where Moshe Feinstein's big heter. And therefore, and that's what the world relies on. Anyway, but that is an important discussion of kli rishon and kli sheni. Maybe one more minute we'll do, and then we'll stop. So Gemara says, we'll talk more about this tonight. Hey, chiyavet achi, how did he do this? How did he talk about Torah? How did he teach him Torah in the bathhouse? Right? They were naked, and he was teaching Torah. And if you want to say, well, he said it in Aramaic or English. Mundane content, you're allowed to say, even in Hebrew. So it doesn't matter what language you say it in, it depends on the content. Answer, to prevent it from violating an Isser, then you can even say that in the bathhouse. Because he was stopping him from cooking. That's why he was allowed to say it, period. Okay, we'll have to continue with the Teda tomorrow, Beis Hashem. But again, tonight, 9:30, we'll have a Dafi'in share on sources of heat. Sources of Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, get into Irui a little bit, and other topics.